Firefight by Chris Ryan.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Acknowledgements. To my agent, Barbara Levy, editor, Mark Booth, Charlotte Haycock, Charlotte Bush, and the rest of the team at Century. I do not wish to kill or be killed, but I can foresee circumstances in which both these things would be, by me, unavoidable. A plea for Captain John Brown. Henry David Thoreau. Prologue. Rome, Italy. Mid-December. 1700 hours. Rain fell in the darkness outside the Moschea di Roma, Rome's only mosque. But despite the cold drizzle outside, inside, Abdul Kaha felt warm. There were many men here for evening prayer, filling the magnificent interior of the mosque with the heat of their bodies and the comforting sounds of their chants as they knelt towards Mecca. And as prayers came to an end, they stood up and shook hands with one another, smiles on their faces as they chatted with exquisite politeness under the huge, ornate, white dome of the mosque. "I invite you to join us for tea," said the man with whom Abdul Kaha had enjoyed a number of conversations in the past couple of weeks.
"Thank you," Abdul Kaha replied. "But tonight I think I will just go home. Allahu Akbar."
The man shrugged his shoulders, but in a friendly manner. "Allahu Akbar," he replied in the traditional way before smiling and turning to another group of friends who had congregated nearby.